It's time for Vets Info on the Air, hearing Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And as always on a Monday, we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right with July weather in the end of September.
That's right.
It's 80s and 90s all week.
Been nice all week long, and hopefully into the weekend, because we've got a car show and a meander and all kinds of stuff going on this weekend. So
the forecast I saw looks like it was going to rain this weekend.
30% chance, I think. Yeah. So that's 70% that it won't.
That's a few days away.
That's a ways off. They can't even figure out what's going to happen this afternoon, let alone
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, will you salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Reuben Manford Wenge. Reuben was born on December 30th, 1923, in Dawson, passed away on December 19th, 2016. He entered active duty in the United States Army on February 21st, 1944. Fort Snelling was honorably discharged 2 years later on May 21st, 1946, at Camp Moquette, Wisconsin. He was a construction foreman with the Company C of the 286th Combat Engineer Battalion. Spent 1 year, 6 months, and 22 days overseas in Europe during World War II. Participated in the battles of the Rhineland and Central Europe. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Army of Occupation Medal for Germany, the Good Conduct Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, 3 overseas service bars because he spent over 18 months overseas, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Reuben, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, it seems the VA has been processing claims at a faster pace. That's got to be a good thing.
Well, yeah, but the Department of Veterans Affairs is also reinstating mandatory overtime and reports a surge in their completed claims. The VFW put out a press release on September 25th announcing VA's fast pace in processing benefit claims. Also discusses how they're doing that with a reduction in force and mandatory overtime. So good with the bad, you know. With more than 1 million disability claims filed since the spring, VA is on pace to process 2.5 million of them by year's end. Surpasses VA's 2024 output by 500,000, according to VA's press release. The Veterans Benefits Administration, which handles VA's disability compensation claims, announced back in February that it had reached 1 million mark of completed claims 2 weeks earlier than in 24. It's also occurred while VA saw a 16% increase in filed applications. VFW's National Service Director, Mike Figlioli, said the VFW applauds any improvement in VA providing veterans, family members, and survivors with their hard-earned benefits as quickly and accurately as possible. Like many at the VFW, Mr. Figlioli believes a steady rise in claims is inextricably linked to the PACT Act, which was signed into law, opposed to burn pits and other toxic substances. Excuse me. Mr. Figlioli goes on to say the historic passage of the PACT Act has been life-saving for many veterans, whether it's submitting a new or previously denied disability comp claim or allowing veterans access to mental health care systems and other VA benefit programs. Back in May, the VA reinstated mandatory overtime for its VBA, Veterans Benefits Administration employees, to reduce its backlog of 200,000 applications and maintain a record pace. VA's the American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, reported that VA's veteran service representatives and rating veteran service representatives are expected to log 25 hours of mandatory overtime each month. That's to me, that looks like an extra hour every day. You know, 25 hours a month, think about an hour and a half extra every day. By comparison, its rating quality review specialists are required to work 20 hours overtime. Well, maybe they should do that, work a few more hours there, because I'm seeing the quality reviews are not there. That's just my observation, but... But the VFW does urge caution. The VA decision followed another in which the sprawling agency has proposed trimming its workforce through natural attrition, a goal supported by this current administration. VFW hopes that while the VA aims to process more claims than ever and further reduce its declining excess workload, any mandated overtime or additional workforce reductions must be implemented wisely and strategically. So, they got parts of the VA working extra time to help process claims, but from what I've seen, accuracy is not always there, but that's just my observations. You know, that's why it's always good to have a second set of eyes to look at things, such as you know, my office
Your local veteran service.
Service officer, and a claims representative, service organization like the VFW, Legion, Disabled American Vets, State of Minnesota, stuff like that. To get a hold of one of us, you can contact my office, and of course, there's a Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I think you have that number probably in your head.
I can kind of see it from the. I do need new glasses.
1-888
Link Vet, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And of course, you can contact our office 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still green.
Hard to believe it's going to be October on Wednesday.
That's right.
It's you know, I'm already seeing Christmas decorations out in the stores.
Oh, yeah, they're coming.
You know, Halloween on one side of the aisle, Christmas on the other.
Maybe a little Thanksgiving decoration here and there just for
crazy commercialism. But anyways, and you reach by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, appreciate the info, Josh. You have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.
You too. Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with another edition of Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.